What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Audio Podcast. I'm your host, Rocky. And today I have a co-host, but I just don't have my lovely co-host, M, in today. I have another co-host.
You don't have to lie.
I have another co-host. He is my, as you know, M, well, I'm pretty sure I said this before, M is my daughter, and she normally co-hosts the podcast with me, but today she flaked on me. I asked her, she said, oh, I'm busy, I got something to do, and I don't have time. And I said, well, look, I got, you know what, who needs you? You know, I don't need you. I run this. I support. Anyways, I went into a whole tirade. It don't matter. Anyways, so I picked up another co-host, my son here, MJ. He is 10 years old. And, you know, and I thought this should be a interesting episode from a 10-year-old's perspective. So you want to introduce yourself, MJ?
Hi, I'm MJ. Yeah.
I already said that. Anything else you guys say?
Before I say anything else, I just want to say this is a very sketchy place to be recording in. This is a garage. This looks like somewhere you would like come in to murder a child.
Did you just call my podcast setup a serial killer lair?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
There's dust on the ground.
Well, excuse me, okay?
I'm scared that
we operate on a very strict budget here, okay? Budget. Here at the Audio Oddity. We have a very strict budget of zero to produce this podcast. Now, this is what you get for zero budget, okay? You're lucky we have a roof. You were literally lucky we're not outside recording this podcast. that's what you're giving me.
You could be literally inside.
We're indoors. It's climate control, kind of. If you like climate of cold, it's climate controlled.
This is dank and degluded.
It is not. It is not dank. Okay, it's a little dank, but
there's only like
it is not secluded. The house is right over there. You can feel. You're not locked in here. You can run out at any time. Nobody's chaining you to a chair.
Literally two windows.
You lucky we got those two windows. At least you got sunlight. All right, so yeah, so anyways, you okay besides feeling in danger?
Yes.
okay, so he'll be filling in for me today, and so I'll go ahead and kick off my usual way, telling you where you can find us. This is the Audio Podcast. You can find us across all platforms, well, most platforms, at Audio Podcast, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Oh, you want to add something?
Yeah. Quick, yes, I am shameless what? Promote.
What? Okay.
Quick, excuse follow me. Follow me.
He has plugs. I wasn't aware.
Plugs. Follow me at that TikTok at creditcredit 2.0.
What is that again?
Creditcredit 2.0.
Credit.
No, it's creative 2.0.
Oh, creative creator.
Yes, 2.0.
2.0.
Yes.
So follow him on TikTok at creative creator 2.0. Right?
Yes.
And what do you do on your TikTok?
I mean, complain about things.
You what?
I complain about things.
Oh, okay. You know what? I have seen his TikTok videos, and I guess he's right. That's what he does. He complains about things. Okay. Do you have like a specific topic of complaint? You just complain about anything? Because I think I didn't see you like just complain about other people's videos or.
I stitch videos. I'm basically if Joe Badalozzi wasn't famous.
Oh, so you're the troll. You're a troll.
I'm not
of TikTok.
A troll. I'm not a troll.
You're a troll.
I'm not a troll.
You're like you're a TikTok troll.
I'm not a troll.
My son's a TikTok troll. I raised a TikTok troll. I can't believe this.
Defy troll.
Your bridge is TikTok and you're underneath it. You're a troll.
No. But like, I'm not famous on TikTok. So how am I the troll?
Oh. So if you were famous, you would be the troll.
No. But you're saying if I'm complaining about things and I'm not famous, I'm a troll. That's basically what you're saying. No, which is not true.
This is not true. But who are you complaining about?
I don't complain about one certain person. I just complain. If I see like a video...
You complain about other people's videos?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'm stop. Creative Creator 2.0, if you want to see somebody complain about other people's videos, but also claim they're not a troll.
but okay. Explain Joe Bartolozzi.
I don't even know who Joe Bartolozzi is. Who's Joe Bartolozzi?
He's verified, he's famous, and he complains about videos.
Okay.
So he's not a troll.
A famous troll.
No, he's not. He's not a troll, period.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Joe Bartolozzi.
No.
I don't know if you're saying this right. I know what his purpose is. Okay. Creative Creator 2.0.
Yes.
The new age Joe Bartolozzi.
I will throw this mic at you.
All right. Okay. I'll leave him alone. Okay. So, yeah. So, that's his shameless plug. Follow him on TikTok. And like I said, you can find us all across TikTok. I've been trying to get out content here and there, just little entertaining stuff.
You can find Imogen's feet on there. Find Imogen's feet on there. He posted them. I told him not to.
He's That's a little inside joke, but actually there is a picture of him's feet somewhere on TikTok.
Bling away.
Anyways, okay. All right. So... Anyways, yeah, so find us on there. Make sure you if you do find it, send me a like, a follow, and keep tuning into the podcast. So anyways, today is our last show of the year. And so what we're gonna do is just take a little time out today, not a little time, it'd be the whole episode out, and review the things that we liked and disliked this year. And come to find out, when it comes to dislike, I'm sitting across from a professional, so this should be pretty easy.
The first thing I don't dislike is his lack of taste in music.
Oh, Lord. Okay. We're not going to turn this podcast into that. It's not going into that. Okay. So let's just start off with what we like during the year, the best things during the year. Okay. So we can start there. I'll start with the movies I like this year. Most of these you probably ain't seen. Actually, one of them I think we might have watched together, maybe a couple of them. But I'll just run through the list real quick. And if you have any thoughts, you can stop me. Give me your thoughts on the movie. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So first up, we got Willy's Wonderland. I like that movie this year. You remember Willy's Wonderland? You don't remember Willy's Wonderland?
Don't you mean Willy Wonka?
No, Willy's Wonderland. Remember the fake Five Nights at Freddy movie?
Oh, Willy's Wonderland. Yeah, the murderous animatronics.
That's right. I like that movie. That movie was all right. I kind of like that movie this year.
It was good, besides the Spanish trucking robot. He deserves to die.
Yeah, okay. All right, Willy's Wonderland.
I'm not racist. That sounded really racist.
That was one I liked this year. Okay, this next one, I'm going to circle back till I get to the end of the list because we just saw this. This is Spider-Man No Way Home, which we watched today.
Yeah.
But I'm going to run through this list real quick and we'll circle back to that. And then we'll talk like a little spoiler-free section of Spider-Man today. And you can give me your thoughts. But we'll circle back to Spider-Man. All right, so next up is Free Guy. Did we watch Free Guy together?
Who's Free Guy?
Well, the guy's in a video game. He's a NPC. He doesn't know it. Did you watch that with me? Ryan Reynolds, did you know? No. It was pretty good.
I seen a video
of it.
Reviewing of like something like that. He's not an NPC in a video game, but he's living in like commercials.
About, like, Player One or something. Ready Player One?
No. It's like he's in a commercial. He's in like a TV show, but he doesn't know it.
Oh, okay. Sounds like the old school Truman Show that was out years before you was born. But anyways, all right. So Free Guy, Vacation Friends. You didn't see that. That was a pretty good movie. Old, that was M. Night Shyamalan's movie this year.
I didn't see it, but like I saw how to survive it. Yeah, they get invited to an island.
Yeah, go to an island and they all turned old. That was pretty good. Venom was good this year. Yeah. I like Venom.
I've watched the first Venom, but not Venom.
I'm talking about the second Venom came out this year, Carnage. That was pretty good. I don't think you saw that one.
I didn't.
The Tomorrow War. You didn't see that. That was pretty good. It was on Netflix.
Isn't it where they're aliens?
It's aliens that, well, they're not. It's aliens attack, but we figure out a way in the future.
Like, they contact you. Like,
the past and past come selves. Back to China.
I've seen a trailer
for that. We were running out of it's so typical of us. We're running out of people. People are dying in the future. So we're like, hey, we'll go back and get people from the past to fight this war. It's like, wait, what? Wait a minute. Okay, that's what we're gonna do.
I'm just like
it's like we try travel to get soldiers for our war. That's what they were doing.
Why can't they just, like, I don't know, like, travel to the distant past and, like, you know, stop.
Prevent the war. Well, eventually, that's where the movie went eventually. I mean, but, you know, that wasn't the first thought. The first thought was to get soldiers to come fight.
I can name so many movies that could have done something else besides doing what they did.
Time travel is tricky. Okay, the next
Wouldn't the, like, wouldn't the space-time continuum, like, not be able to handle more of the
possible? Look, like, we're going to treat this, I don't know, you've never seen the movie Looper. We're going to treat this like that. We're not going to talk about it, because if we start talking about it, we'll never stop talking about it.
No, but, like, they could be, like, the space-time continuum, if they bring everyone, they couldn't, the space-time continuum would absolutely collapse and bringing in more people from the distant past to a future.
You might be right.
Yes.
But then again, you might be wrong.
But, like, that's movie logic.
Maybe. All right, next up, we got Nobody, which you never seen that one. It was this guy.
Wait, aren't you talking about
What?
Imogen.
No.
That's the Nobody.
It was this guy that he was a regular guy.
And then he becomes like, no, I seen the trailer for that.
Well, yeah, he's just a regular guy, and then come to find out he's like some kind of super killer, ex-killer spy or something. Anyways,
that's stupid.
The next one is Justice League, the Snyder Cut, which but the Snyder Cut came out this year, which was so much better than the regular Justice League, which it was long though. It was like 4 hours long.
It sounds like my teacher's name, Miss Snyder.
Yeah, it is. That's probably his name.
Can I tell the story? One time I couldn't turn around and see the bathroom, so I went into the teacher's bathroom. They laughed at me.
Okay. Is that your story?
Yes. I couldn't turn around. I didn't have my glasses.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
All right. Next, we got Godzilla versus King Kong. I think you did watch that with us.
Huh? I didn't.
You did?
Oh, I seen the trailer.
It was pretty good. Malignant, which was a really good horror movie, which was a little bit different from what they did this year. But I really liked that. I
haven't seen that one.
And the last one was one you did see with me, Space Jam. The new Space Jam. That was good.
The one part that I was surprised about was Pennywise was there.
Yeah, I know. It was a lot of crossover, a lot of crossing over DC, in that movie. Yeah, a lot of crossover.
They must have been like really like, it must have been hard. Oh, was it hard? They could have got like, don't you have to go through something to get like?
It's licensing and all.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It must have been hard to get all those characters in one movie.
Oh, I don't know. They're probably, who knows? It's probably owned by the same studios. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, all right. So before we move on to we got best video. What is that? Is that? I think I just picked up a car passing or something. I don't know. Okay, we also gonna talk about best video game, best TV show.
Wait, stop. Can I talk about something for a second?
Okay, go.
You know how it's like parts of your life always feel like some type of like movie scene. Like every single, I've once tried saying Candyman in five times in my school mirror, and every single time I walk in that same bathroom, and just it feels like me walking into like one of those movie scenes, and I'm terrifying of going to the restroom now.
This isn't therapy. I don't know what you're doing. We're not doing therapy here.
I just wanted to tell little stories.
All right, well, anyways, so before we get to the best of everything else for the year and some of the worst, let's Spider-Man. Let's do Spider-Man real quick.
My dad's tasting music. Allergies, man.
No, we're not doing that.
Allergies, man. So,
Spider-Man No Way Home. First of all, did you like the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Rock acting was pretty good.
Okay. Second of all, this is spoiler free. Let me remind you. We're not trying to spoil it. The movie just came out for people. We got a small listening base, but still, they might not have not seen the, so we're not going to spoil it. So
the ending was outrageous. The ending was outrageous. I'm just saying. He could have done something about it.
Okay. All right. I see your feelings. I see you're going into spoiler territory here. You're going into spoiler territory.
I'm just saying, Doctor Strange, she has lots of magic, so he could have just magicked up the memory again.
All right. I personally like the movie. The story was very weak, but I know why they did what they did.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan and you've been keeping up with these movies I'm talking about since like you know, way back since they started making Spider-Man movies, then you will really, really don't do that. Yeah, then you will really enjoy the movie. And that's all I'm going to say about it until everybody gets a chance to see it. If you want to really, you want to hear like a spoiler-free, but yet a little more, I guess he kind of goes a little more in depth.
Wait, can I say something? I don't understand why Doctor Strange couldn't magic up some memory again.
Okay. You're getting spoiler territory here. Okay, we're getting off this subject. Okay. I see you can't help yourself. Like I said, if you want to hear a spoiler-free, little synopsis of the movie, kind of in-depth and very well spoken, check out Backlook Cinema's podcast on it. They have a one up right now for a bonus episode that gives a very good spoiler-free type deal. So,
yeah.
Yeah, check that out. Backlook Cinema Podcast. Check that out.
Yeah, check it
Anyways,
out.
Anyways, excuse me. All right, let's move on. Best, let's go to TV shows.
Okay.
I got a list. Okay, best TV show. Squid Game, of course. Really good TV show this year. The new season of Wentworth, really enjoyed that. Don't worry, you've never seen none of these, probably.
He could have, like, I'm just saying at the end of Squid Game, he could have, like, he had the money to, so he could have funded, like, a research to stop the Squid Game.
How do you know he ain't? Like, you don't know his life?
No, he could have just, like...
You don't know what season two of Squid Game's gonna be?
I'm just saying, he could have funded the research to, like, research... faraway islands to find Squid Game is.
We don't know where it's gonna go. We don't know. You don't know where this is headed. So Wentworth second season, which is, you know, like an Orange is New Black type of show, really good this year. Tiger King came on strong again this year. I don't know how many people watched the second installment of that, and also
Katy Perry.
No, it's another little thing. The second installment, or they had also a little third installment on another character on there. But Tiger King, Netflix, go check out some more of that. It's really good. Power, if you know, you know. BMF, Black Mafia Family Show, if you know, you know.
Black Mafia Family.
Marvel, What If was really good this year.
I remember.
Did you watch those?
No, I just seen like TikTok videos.
Really good. What if?
Yeah,
really
I see
good.
Like they were like they one episode there were zombies. The Watcher should come into play.
Yeah, The Watcher comes into play a lot. You gotta watch the whole thing. It's on Disney Plus. We have Disney Plus.
But you wouldn't let us. I don't think you would let us.
I mean, I would. You could watch What If.
Okay.
What If is not bad. It's kid friendly. Falcon and Winter Soldier was really good. Big Mouth, True Story by Kevin Hart, really good on Netflix.
What's the True Story?
Not for children.
What's the theme of it
is a comedian gets himself in trouble while he's partying one night. That's the theme.
Is it a true story?
No, it is not. I definitely hope not, for Kevin Hart's sake. It's not true. Okay. The 4400, really good. The remake, by the way, not the old 4400. They did a remake that was really good.
The Shark movie?
No, that's the way they 4400 people disappear and then reappear, but they have special powers. It's really good. Cowboy Bebop, which I talked about last episode, which I was upset because there will not be a season two, but that show was awesome. Invincible.
Man.
Yeah, not kid appropriate, but really good superhero show. The Boys, same thing, not kid appropriate, really good superhero show. The brand new Cherry Flavor, weirdest show I watched this year on Netflix. Brand new Cherry Flavor. Check it out if you have it. It's really, really weird.
Soda, lip balm, or
no,
what?
Nothing. Makeup. Nothing even. I don't even know why it's even called that. Loki on was really good on Disney Plus.
What Loki? Which Loki? There's like alligator Loki.
Loki, yeah, alligator. Well, he shows up in the show.
You have a Loki.
But Loki the show.
Loki oh,
the show
Loki. Really you good. Have a Loki bad taste Loki. In music.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Dexter, the remake of Dexter from the old show.
Dexter's that was really Lab. Good.
And WandaVision. Disney. Yeah, Disney really brought it this year. Disney really brought it this
she
year.
She really warped reality to black and white.
Yeah. So, any shows you want to name that you like this year that I didn't name? I'm pretty sure you watched a lot of different shows than I watched.
Let me name a few. Gravity Falls. Mm-hmm. One of them.
Gravity Falls been off the air 5 years.
It could be back on the air. I'm just saying.
It's not back on the air.
Alex, or should
I'm talking about from this year.
Oh, okay, okay. Owl House.
Our House?
Nope. No, Owl House.
Owl House. What is Owl House about?
It's basically about this girl that falls. It's made by the same person of Gravity Falls. She falls down, like, she finds a strange door and she meets, like, the Queen of Owls and, like...
And that's on...
And, like, King.
That was on Netflix?
Not on Netflix. I think it's on Disney Plus. You can watch it on Disney Plus, I think, or Hulu. And also, there's also this theory where the main villain of Gravity Falls might be King, you know, the little rat demon.
Okay.
The King, the rat.
Sounds fascinating.
The rat king demon, whatever the heck he is, wearing a skull on his like head. Not like a human skull, but it's like some type of skull. That kind of reminds you of when well, you know that one Pokemon that wears like the skull of his mom when
I don't know my Pokemon like that. Oh. But all right. But yeah, I think I remember seeing something like that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Next thing we're going to do is my favorite anime of the year.
You watch anime?
What? You didn't? I don't watch anime longer than alive. All right. So this year, this is this anime from this year that I saw
Can I say something?
Yes.
I bet it's going to be some type of like thing he thinks is anime, but it's not.
Look, I know my anime. Okay.
I've shot this one.
Look, you can do a lot of things on this show, but don't ever come on this show and say I don't know my anime. I mean,
stop all the cap.
Yes, please stop all the cap. Yes, please stop all the cap. All right, so
my feet are dusty.
All right. Well, nobody told you to come out here barefooted. Nobody told you to come out like that.
That's why you wear
that's
shoes.
That's why I'm wearing shoes. Yes.
Go. Carry on.
All right. So The Pretender, The Great Pretender. That was a pretty good anime. We can't do that. All that feedback picks up into the mic.
Oh, okay.
Really? Hello. I'm not editing none of this out either. This is how you sound. This is how you're going to sound to the world. You know, whatever you do now, this labels you. So just remember that. All right. So The Great Pretender, it was on Netflix. Pretty good anime. It's like a heist type of anime. Baki Hana, good fighting anime.
You kind
of
smell like a vog, huh?
No. Baki's good. It's just a fighting, like, tournament style karate anime.
That's stupid.
Dora. Really good. Dora Hidora. You never know. Why is it so funny?
Did you say Dora?
Just go. Look. It's not like Dora the Explorer. It's Dora Hidora.
Okay.
You just thought this was so funny. Anyway, okay. Erased. Really good anime.
For no reason.
The Promised Neverland, the new season, was really good this year.
Is that like Alice in the Wonderland?
No, not at all. It's horrible. Not at all. Beastars are really good this year.
That sounds like some type of generic anime.
No, it's kind of like a more adult version of, what's that movie where the rabbit's the cop and she partners with the fox? I forgot the name of the movie.
What?
The Disney movie, or is it Pixar, where the rabbit's the cop and she partners with
Zootopia.
Yeah, it's like a adult Zootopia.
That sounds like that out of context, Zootopia. That out of context sounds wild. What are you
yeah,
on?
It's Yeah. And Beastars is even worse than that. But anyways. Super Crooks. Super Crooks is really good. You'll have to.
Why are you looking at me like I know this?
Yeah, I know. You don't know nothing about this. But yeah, Super Crooks. Anime. It's on Netflix.
Just so you know, I'm going to be looking up half the things you're naming.
Well, I know. It's like a half spinoff of Jupiter's Legacy. I know you don't know what that is either, but that's also on Netflix. It got canceled, but we'll get there. Okay. What are you doing?
I'm raising up my mic.
Okay.
I have to slow down.
Okay. All right. So... All right, let's go on to video games. So the best video games I played this year, I only got a couple. You know, I thought I would have more, but really, I like Guardians of the Galaxy, Psychonauts 2, Maneater, and Mass Effect Trilogy.
Wait, where's It Takes Two on there?
It Takes Two was okay.
I will throw this mic at you. It's a cinematic masterpiece.
It was okay.
It was good.
Okay, it's on your list. Okay.
Okay,
you're entitled to have your list.
On my list.
Okay, go ahead. Dramatic much?
Go dramatic.
You could feel free to talk into the mic.
I haven't played it, but Security Breach.
See, but you haven't played it. How do you know?
It takes two.
How do you know it's not that? How do you know Security Breach? It might suck. How about that?
No, by the gameplay, it looks good. I just know it would be a good gameplay
it's
game.
It's all right.
But the ending, I'm just saying, the ending kind of gets gruesome.
We don't spoil. We don't spoil.
Can I just spoil one thing?
No.
They say disassemble Vanny. I'm pretty sure Vanny's a human, not an animatronic. So I'm just saying.
We don't spoil stuff on here. Well, this is a spoiler. This is a safe space for people who don't want things spoiled.
Name one person that doesn't like things being spoiled.
Try everyone. Nobody likes anything spoiled.
I don't care if things get spoiled. You're gonna see them anyway.
My lord. Okay. Moving on. All right. So personally, and this is gonna be controversial here. My game of the year was Maneater. I don't know if you watched me play Maneater. Maneater was my game of the year.
Isn't that game where kids get shrunk down?
No, that's the shark game.
Shark? No, kids get shrunk.
No, you're thinking of.
No, let me Google that.
Grounded. You're thinking Grounded. Grounded was good though. Grounded was good.
No, let me see. If it's controversial, I must see the game.
No. Controversial as in most people would not pick that as their game.
Oh, okay.
Year.
Then I'll back off.
Yeah, that controversial as in that, not as in the game is controversial. Nothing wrong with the game. It's just like Shark GTA, but.
No one
it's
like,
my game of the year.
It's like, it's not a fan. It's like.
And the reason it's my
it's
game of the year.
It's a controversial opinion.
Yeah, it's a controversial opinion. And it's my game of the year because it was the most fun I had playing one single video game this year.
Okay.
Not that other games weren't fun. Just that one was more fun. I don't know. Okay. All right. So that's it that wraps it up for video games. And 2020 is going to be loaded. I might, in the beginning of the year, I might do a... 2020
is going to be loaded?
When we come back, yeah.
What do you mean 2021 is going to be loaded?
I'm sorry. 2022 is going to be loaded.
Correct yourself.
As far as video games. You're right. So when I come back from our vacation hiatus, whatever, first show of the year, I might do a 2022 breakdown of all the upcoming things to look forward through the year. Then at the end of the year, we'll review how many of those things actually happened. And how we felt about them,
I'm predicting that there is going to be another FNAF game.
I think you might be correct.
Yeah.
Even though the guy retired, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But, it's handed on to a different... It's handed on to Steel
Wool. Yeah, I guess some things kind of make themselves at this point,
Yeah, and there's, the reason I think that's because at the end of the game...
How about we start you a podcast called MJ... Spoiler alert.
Okay, listen. No. But we don't fight Glitch Trap any of the game. So therefore he's not dead. But Vanny's vessel the evil has left Vanny, period. Vanessa, period. And I think Glitch Trap's gonna make a return. We didn't get to see which I'm very sad about. We didn't get to see his name.
You're making me have a change. I'm gonna have to title this episode, end of the year wrap up / Five Nights at Freddy spoilers.
Oh wait, okay, no, listen.
Just to give people a warning.
I'm sad because they didn't get to show the Afton amalgamation.
I didn't even know that word. Printed, what does that word even mean?
That is printed on paper for people to consume. The Afton amalgamation.
What are you even talking about?
A bunch of trash and bind it with the soul of I think Glitch Trap or not Glitch Trap, but some physical form mixed with the soul of William Afton. So that forms the Afton amalgamation. It's a mouthful.
I'm speechless right now. I don't even know what this even means.
You think you're speechless?
Is this FNAF lore?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what you're talking about now? And for all those cool kids that don't know, FNAF is Five Nights at Freddy's,
FNAF.
I know that.
FNAF. FNAF.
All right, so what was it again?
What? security breach.
Yeah, and what was you speaking about? They eat it? What was it?
No,
the acclimation?
The Afton amalgamation.
Okay. So that was not in the game?
That was not in the game, even though we passed.
So is that in like any other games?
No, it's in the book. They took.
Oh, it's in the books. Okay, so you're a purist. All right.
A purist.
Okay,
what's a
weirdo.
Purist? What's a purist?
You're one of those people. You're gonna take your book while you're watching the game and go, that's not lore there. That's not in the book.
Wait, no, it is canonical lore that he does exist. The baby might be like the big bad.
Yes, but this game is incorrect. That's what you're gonna say now.
No, it is incorrect. It's just game theory guys that didn't have the Afton amalgamation, which we went through halls of absolute trash field when we went through trash field valleys there, and we didn't see no possessed William Afton angry monsters there at all, and I'm completely furious.
All right, well.
Scott Kaufman, if you're seeing this, add the Afton amalgamation to one of your games.
Okay, well, while we're on the subject of things you did not like, here are the things that I did not like this year. How about that? How about you? And I got a list. Now, this list is not broken out. Another filler story right
now? No. Okay, my first thing that I don't like is his taste in music.
Oh, okay. We'll get to my taste in music. If you want to add that to your dislikes, that's fine.
Okay.
But it's my dislikes right now.
Oh, okay.
So I have a list, and I didn't even break this down in categories. This is just a list of everything. So on here, you're going to have video games, movies, TV shows, things in life that I just did not like about this year.
Wait, all you right? You might as well like add things that you do like in life.
I already did. Well, I did my. That was the first part. Was all my movies and TV shows I did like, and all that video games I did like. This is right here. This is the list. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So these are things I did not like this year. The video game Deathloop. Didn't care for it.
But is it one of those games where like you die and you wake up again?
Yeah, it's one of those, and like, I didn't care
happy
for it.
Happy Death Day.
Yeah, it's like I didn't care for it. Far Cry 6. It just aggravated me. I don't know why, but it just seemed like every other Far Cry I played. I don't know. Didn't care for it. The anime Kakaguri. It's a card poker playing anime.
And I think
M recommended it to me, and I hated it.
And I thought Afton Amalgamation was a mouthful.
No. No Game, No Life prequel. I don't know if you ever saw the anime No Game, No Life, but
that sounds like a Squid Game kind of thing.
I'm not even going to describe it, but they had a prequel to No Game, No Life, which is an anime on Netflix.
Oh, sorry.
And the prequel was just weird. It was just weird, and I didn't care for it. Chicago Party Aunt on Netflix. It's a show I started watching.
Bet it has like gamblers in it.
No, it falls in the vein of like American Dad.
American Dad.
Well, not so much. Rick and Morty. It's a cartoon, but not for kids. One of those type of things, you know?
Like Rick and Morty.
Kind of a little worse, but kind of like that. I'm going to continue watching it because I started it, but I wasn't feeling it this year. Mall Santa Claus. The Mall Santa Claus really creeped me out this year.
Mall Santa Claus. That sounds like a type of...
No.
Grinch. Grinch, but like Krampus.
No, I'm talking about Mall. The literal Santa Claus in the mall.
Mall. I thought it was like tackle, like mall.
No, the Mall Santa. He was just... Mall Santas are creepy.
Oh. Literally mall.
Yeah, just the Mall Santa. Think about this. I was watching this. I was in the mall Saturday, right? And like people were like offering their kids up to this strange man. And it's really weird. It is really weird. We need to really do away with that tradition. Like that's not, even when y'all were little, your mom was all big into y'all taking pictures with Santa. I just thought it was creepy.
Hey kids, sit on
sit on this strange man's lap. We don't, it's like this dude, he's just literally some guy in a costume and we're putting kids on his lap.
You know my biggest fear? The Santa Claus always used to be like an old man?
Yeah.
What if the scary thing is, what if the old man right then and there had dementia? He would be asking where he is.
Oh, you mean like if he snapped out of it, get this kid off me, threw the kid like, and start, where am I? Why am I in this suit?
All suddenly had dementia.
Alzheimer's, Santa Claus. Anyways, So yeah, Mall Santas, just creepy. Just it's
wait,
just,
is that the like the name really, of, is that a show or like an act?
No. The literal Mall Santa. So, and I, look, I've been complaining about this for years, but this year it just really hit home with me for some reason. I don't know why, but Mall Santa really got to me this year.
You know,
COVID. Everybody should hate.
No
COVID.
Duh.
COVID.
I'm just
COVID,
saying.
COVID. Even though COVID started a year, you know, last
I'm just
year,
saying it kind of brings some good things. I'm just saying.
Like what? What good did COVID bring?
All my friends.
What, you got to stay at home?
No. I'm just saying, all the people bragging that they went to the Super Bowl, all those kids that kept on bragging that they went to the Super Bowl, oh, I don't see any people going to the Super Bowl because it's canceled by COVID.
Super Bowl is not canceled.
You know I'm like,
they're still playing the Super Bowl.
You know, I'm sorry for that. No, I might get canceled for that. I'm sorry. I don't want to get canceled.
Moving on.
Yeah, next thing you know, a commentary channel is like, next thing you know, a commentary channel is making a video about me.
You're going to get videos made based just off your TikToks anyway, because you're a troll.
I'm not a troll.
Anyway, okay. So for those of you who have been listening for a while, know I'm also into sneakers, you know, shoes. And another thing that came to a head for me.
Those are flip-flops.
Yeah, right now, of course. But another thing that came to a head for me this year was the sneaker game. How bad the shoe game has gotten where you can't even walk in the store and buy a pair of shoes no more.
It's the shoe game.
The shoe game.
I didn't know they made a part two of the Squid Game.
Look, your jokes aren't a welcome here.
No, I'm not serious.
This is a serious topic here. The sneaker game. I mean, like me being able to go buy the sneakers I like.
Oh.
I can't do it no more. I can't do it no more. Because they're too hard to get now.
Just like,
no, because people are buying them up and reselling. It's a whole thing.
You know, I could just
it's a whole thing.
I just go to the sketchy guy in the alley.
It's not even a sketchy guy in the alley anymore. All right, the next thing is Suicide Squad, the movie. I need to rewatch this. People said it was really good. I did not like it on the first watch, but I wasn't halfway paying attention. So maybe I'm going to watch that again. I'm going to watch Suicide Squad again. What, you want to say something?
It was my thing. It was a thing about Spider-Man.
You might want to talk into the mic.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying that movie was so overrated because Doctor Strange had a lot of magic on his hands.
For what? What are we talking about? No more Spider-Man. I should have just invited your little brother on here. That way it would have been 10 to 30 minutes of just talking about the popcorn. That made it better.
Okay. I was focusing on the movie.
Okay. All right. So next up, Supergirl. Not a good TV show.
Supergirl's overrated.
Supergirl this year, it wasn't even overrated. It just wasn't good.
Oh, wait, Ayo. He doesn't like you because it involves a girl.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It was just a bad show.
Mm-hmm.
WandaVision is a girl. I like that.
Okay, you have a point.
Yeah, Supergirl is just bad. All right, and then I got a list of bad movies I saw this year. One was literally called Bad Trip. Mortal Kombat was horrible. Don't Breathe 2 was horrible. Purge Forever was horrible.
Wait, they made it into the Purge movie? I think all the Purges are all the same.
Yeah, and it was not great.
It was all the Purge movies are all the same.
This one was a little different. It was not great. Black Widow, didn't like it. Fast and the Furious 9. I liked the movie, but... And this is a spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, which I'm pretty sure most people have seen Fast and Furious 9 by now. They went to space, okay?
They went to space?
In a car. And they went to space in a car.
They sent
Ludacris and Tyrese to space,
I'm pretty sure the only reason they went to space is because family. Family. Oh, wait.
Because of family.
Tom Holland. The movie, Spider-Man.
No.
We're not doing this. They resurrected.
I'm not. No. We're not doing this.
They resurrected the old Spider-Man.
We're not doing this.
The pointy Spider-Man.
We're not doing this. Okay.
Be quiet.
La. No spoilers. All right. Candyman liked... The Candyman, the new one, the movie, did not like the direction it was going. I didn't like the whole...
I'm pretty sure Candyman become like BLM.
Yeah, like, yeah. You even
become,
seen
like,
it. Yeah,
it became like, even by the trailer, it became like,
that's what they kind of did with it, and it was okay. They had to modernize it.
It became don't be racist or you will get killed.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
And
though,
I'm not just saying being racist is normal or good. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that was okay. We get what you're saying. No. All right, next thing was Saints of New York, which is a Sopranos sequel. I didn't care for it. Spiral, which was a new Saw movie with Chris Rock. The problem with that movie, it had Chris Rock. Chris Rock trying to play serious is still funny. Like, Chris Rock can't help but be funny. Like, all his lines were hilarious still.
Wait, let me hear some of his lines.
I don't know. It's been a while. But, yeah, it was just funny. Anyways, Halloween Kills, the new Halloween movie came out. Didn't care for it.
Wait. Halloween, like in Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers. It came out this year. I didn't like the new one. It was okay.
I feel like Michael Myers and all his movies are basically all the same.
Well, yeah.
Unless that's the new killer.
He's just trying to kill people. I mean, that's what it is. And Jupiter Legacy, which I talked about earlier on Netflix. The story was good. The CGI was horrible. Horrible looking CGI monsters. It just wasn't great.
Oh, wait. They made another Space Jam? That sounds like a Space Jam thing. Space Jam New Legacy, Jupiter New Legacy.
Jupiter Legacy.
Yeah, Jupiter Legacy. It sounds like Space Jam.
Well, it's just both have legacy in the title. That's all. And last but not least, the iCarly comeback.
The iCarly.
The iCarly. I tried to watch it. It was just weird. I was watching one of y'all when London, I think your sister, and it was just strange. Carly's like grown. I think she might have a kid.
What? iCarly has
but
a
she
kid.
Still looks, she still looks like she's like 12 years old. It was just weird. What's her name?
Melissa Hartwell.
That's her name. Yeah. She still looks like she's 12 years old, and like
she has a kid.
I think, I'm not sure, but it's just strange. So those are things I didn't like this year. What are your lists? You got a list of things you didn't like this year?
My dad's Taste in Music.
Okay, which you mentioned several times over the course of this episode. Yeah, okay. Your blasphemy will be remembered. Okay,
but you're gonna be stopping me halfway through. It's the Spider-Man movie.
No, we're not. No,
okay.
No. And with that, we're gonna end the podcast.
No. Okay. The lack of the African amalgamation and security breach.
Okay. Fair enough.
The lack of any new sort of, I didn't even know what I was going to say right there. what's it called again? Lack of any, like, how do I say this? Any new, it's like when you come to a show on Netflix, and you come to watch it, but it seems like you come to bench watch it again, and it has like a new like cover of it, and you think there's like a season two or something.
Oh,
like
you know, okay.
There's like no season two of there's no season four of Gravity Falls.
I got you.
I'm outrageous.
I got you. So you get to you're saying when you go on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, right?
I noticed that.
And you're watching a certain show, and then you're like, you're done watching the show.
Yeah.
But then you go back on there and you see the show you're watching up again with a new cover, though.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I did new episodes. And then you press on it, but it's the same episode.
Yeah, like I noticed that the Gravity Falls kind of like logo changed.
Yeah.
It changes to like pure white. So I noticed like, what if like new like season five? Oh, no, season four.
I think Gravity Falls is over, though. I think it's been over for a while, buddy.
I seem like, no, I'm pretty sure.
I think this is all in your head. I think it's been gone for a good while.
It's not my head.
I think you're the only one who wants it to come back.
No, there's like a lot of people. I saw this girl one time crying because she saw like production of
it. I'll tell you what. Live on air right now, we will Google Gravity Falls and see when it ended. All right, here we go. Gravity Falls... final episode was in 2016. That's
like
over five years ago.
No, that's
February of 2016. We are almost in 2022.
Yes, and I'm still hoping for another Gravity Falls season.
So as your not just your father but also as a friend,
I know you lying. Don't lie. Hello. You said that you said you hate my taste in music.
No. Just cause no, we're not talking about your music. But as your father, but just as a friend, I just want to tell you about this whole Gravity Falls thing. Let it go. Just let it go, buddy.
Okay, I'm sorry, Elsa, that I'm dedicated to making sure if there's another Gravity Falls season.
Let's just let it go.
Okay, I'm sorry, Elsa.
Yeah, you were like 5 years old when it went off the air, and I think it's time to just let it
like,
let
no, go. I just like I like the show because it's not just because it like it was like a year before. No, it was like the first year. No, like it was like 1 year after my birth. I just like I grew up with it. It's a childhood thing. I grew up with Gravity Falls.
Like I said, you were five. You were. When it came on the air, you were born. Yes. When you were born in 2012, right?
Yeah. It took you time to think, which is offending.
Were you 2012 or 2011? I think you were 2011. Yeah, you're
10. Yes, it was 2011.
2011.
I can't believe it.
So you were 1 year old when this was came on the air.
Yes.
And you were five when it went off the air.
Yes.
And you're 10 and you're on a podcast talking about how you wish or how you think one day it's gonna come back.
No, I wish. I don't think.
Oh, okay. All
right. Well, I pray.
All right. Why don't you start cutting like some fan YouTube videos or something for Gravity Falls?
No, because
you can be a Gravity Falls YouTuber.
Like, have you like, unless you're like talking about the SCP community, I'm not gonna get famous on that. I see this one guy, like he isn't famous, and he makes like Gravity Falls snippets and asking people, "Do you want the show to come back?" And he is not famous. Period. I know, like,
no, okay.
Well, I know Site 40.
How about you take that guy's videos and complain about them?
I think unless you're talking about Site 44 or like Site 44, Dr. Sherman or Normal Sherman, you're not gonna get famous over being a geek about something.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for sharing. All right. Well, I think unless that's all. I think that's good for our year and wrap up.
Unless you made the show and you're a geek about your own work.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to sign off. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And thank you to my special guest here.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
MJ? Oh, sure. Go ahead.
There's this one guy posting really weird videos under the account Official Alex Hirsch about Gravity Falls. And if you don't know who Alex Hirsch is,
he's a creator of Gravity Falls.
You know, he made it. Like,
yeah.
First ever doodle of it. Yeah, and he's like posting really weird videos.
So you don't believe this is really that Clersh?
No, he's literally posting fanfics about him.
Why don't you expose him on your TikTok?
No, I just don't have the guts to.
Oh, you don't have? Okay.
No, I do have the guts, but I don't want this. No, I don't expose people that are obviously lying because this guy's literally posting fan made art.
You, my friend, are podcast gold. You know that?
Podcast gold. I can't tell if that's a compliment or insult.
It's a little both. Anyways, all right, with that, we're going to sign off. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Don't forget, you can find us on all social media platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Twitter's a little different, but you can find us there. But
TikTok got credit.
I'll be, like I said before, I'll be trying to put out content, and that's it. Don't forget to follow MJ at his TikTok, Creative Creator 2.0. That's where you can find him complaining about other people's videos.
Yeah.
And soon, you better look out, Official Alex Hirsch. He's coming for you.
Okay. On that note, goodbye, and I'm about to steal this mic. Come with me, Mike.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Be well.
I'm stealing this.